Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with another Survivor Exit interview on Rob Has a Podcast. Very excited to be talking to this man today. He was one of my favorites here this season on Survivor One World, and he is Leif Manson, and he's going to be joining us. We didn't actually see him very much on last night's episode, which was unusual for somebody who got the boot, but we will ask him about exactly what was going on an episode that was pretty much primarily focused on Troyzan from beginning to end. And then later on today, it is time to get back into it with Tyson Apostle. It's time for Tyson Cast 4. We are going to be talking with Tyson later on this afternoon, and I'll probably have that podcast posted for you sometime around, between 8 or 9 o'clock here on the West Coast, and then it'll be there for you when you wake up on the East Coast, unless you stay up really late, and that's what some people do. That's your prerogative. I'm not going to, no judgment here. Judgment-free zone, and I'm being told it looks like we have Leif here on the line. Leif, are you there?
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Leif, good morning. How are you?
Farron.
Well, Leif, we really enjoyed watching you this season. I was hoping that you might be able to better explanate what exactly happened last night when the tribe voted you out.
Yeah, it was definitely a very complicated thing that went down last night. I know. In my mind, I had two for sure. Two for sure names to put down, and mm-hmm. and I know trying to convince everyone to go with one name was very hard, but also mm-hmm. at the same time having to vote for that person was very hard for me, for voting for Tarzan.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a struggle, and it was definitely a struggle.
Yeah, I get that, Leif. And it seemed like it looked like you had a lot of fun out there. It seemed like the game part, the voting people out, the strategy stuff seemed like it was a challenge for you.
Yeah, because I'm definitely a people person, and I mean out there, you really have to. Like how Alicia said it, I mean, you really have to take your heart out of it and put your mind in it. I mean, that's the kind of guy I am, though, too. I mean, I go a lot with my heart
mm-hmm.
instead of really thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, also at the same time, it's like I would constantly think about my family out there, but also at the same time, I would try and keep them in the back of my mind to not make things really, really hard every day, just really drag.
Yeah, I saw how hard it was for you in the secret scene where you were very upset after Tribal Council, and I saw you, you know, in the van with Dr. Liza, who is really great, Dr. Liza. But I saw how hard it hit you. Was it was a blindside for you?
I mean, I kind of knew it was, there's a big possibility that I was going home. And I mean, it was definitely a shocker, because I had definitely felt like I at least deserved at least one or two more spots. And then I think this hopefully would have played out for the better, but it was hard. It was so hard.
Leif, who were you closest with strategically during the game? Because we didn't really get to see it too much.
I know, surprisingly, Colton.
What?
If you can believe that.
if you say so, I will.
I mean, him and I definitely had a pat. I mean, him being gay, and then me being a little person, we were definitely just had that experience of being on the outs.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, he was he was definitely one of the guys that knew the game very well and was extremely well at manipulation, manipulating people.
Yeah. Well,
I also got really close to Jonas, too.
Well, I always wondered, back in that episode where Bill got voted off, where the whole tribe gets together and they say, look, that's it, we're voting Leaf off. We're taking Leaf's tribal council, and Tarzan says, Leaf, that was bad what you did. When they do that, are you in on that? Did you think you were really going home? Were you just pretending to trick Bill? Or did you really think you were going home that night?
In a little bit, I kind of thought I might, but definitely in the back of my mind, I knew I was safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I thought it was surprising you would go along with that plan if the plan was to go and vote you out.
It's pretty much either I go along with it and don't get voted out, or I don't go along with it and get voted out later on.
Now, did you talk to Colton? Now, Colton said some harsh things about you earlier in the season.
Definitely seeing that stuff kind of put him in a different light.
Have you guys talked that through? Do you still have hard feelings towards Colton?
No, I mean, if you're in, I'm sure he was in just ridiculous amounts of pain that he was in. It would definitely make anybody kind of say things that you don't mean, or hope he didn't mean them.
Leaf, you're a nice guy. You're letting him off easy.
Yeah, I am. I was trying to find the best in things, but it's the worst.
Well, Leaf, you know what I thought was really interesting about this season was, I feel like, you know, coming in, I thought we were going to see a lot on the show about what it was like for you as a little person playing Survivor. You're the first little person to ever play Survivor, and we really didn't get any of that this season. I mean, what was that like for you?
It was a little hard. I mean, I kind of wished it would have put at least a little bit more, but it is what it is. I mean, hopefully they didn't want to show too much of me, so they'll give me a second chance.
I would.
I'll keep my fingers crossed for that one.
Yeah. Have you been contacted by anybody as far as, you know, have you been inspiring towards anybody, you know, other little people? Like, has it been well-received in the community?
Oh, yeah. Definitely the little people community has been just so amazing. I mean, just so many people in general have really put so much of their time and effort into me, and I'm just so thankful and grateful to show that I actually made a really big imprint on a lot of people's lives. Especially with little people. I mean, I just wanted to prove that I mean, anybody with any kind of disability can do anything anyone else can do. So. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, you certainly held your own in the physical part of the game. I mean, you were, you know, a hamburger away from winning immunity last week. I mean, physically, you know, it was, you know, you were as good as anybody out there.
I definitely could have outlasted Chelsea. That's for sure.
Yeah, you just need a mean streak, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leaf. Yeah, you come over my house. I'll train you for 6 months on how to be a jerk, and then we'll send you back out there. You'll win that $1 million.
Perfect.
That sounds good. Yeah. Well, now, what about your relationship with Tarzan? We saw that. I thought that was a funny scene last night where he was sort of, you know, cleaning you up in the ocean last night. Well, what was it like with Tarzan? You were with him the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, him and I were basically, it was either him or I. And, I mean, throughout the whole game, he definitely reminded me a lot of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away. Been about 4 years ago, but just how he would like just act, and how he'd always be just hurting himself, just out of the blue, always hitting himself with something or busting his eye open or something. And I mean, just how smart and brilliant he was too. Just really, so when it came down to it, it was hard. But I mean, yeah, definitely regret it. But how it goes.
Well, you know, one of the other things that people talked about a lot with you this season was it was just a very quick scene, but they showed you sleeping in one of the boxes that one of the puzzles came in, and people just loved that you slept in the box. What was that like, and how did you get the idea to sleep in that box?
Oh man, I mean, from the first night of sleeping on bamboo and having all my extremities constantly falling asleep on me to trying to sleep on the ground and seeing all kinds of scorpions crawling around us to then seeing this godsend of this reward challenge of all these very comfortable robes and a box that must have been designed just for me. that was definitely one of the best beds I've out of probably all of Survivor.
Yeah, I would think so. There's not many in the show's history.
Yeah. So that definitely made those nights a lot easier, that's for sure.
And now, one of the other things
nice,
I loved...
Nice form.
Yeah, one of the other things I loved about you, Leaf, was how excited you were when you won the reward challenges and all of the jumping and flipping that you did when you won. You were like a Price is Right contestant.
Yeah, because I mean, definitely when that's the only thing that you really talk about is food and 7-Up, just like... Yeah, and a little, you're gonna have your own little oasis and winning your first reward. It definitely got me very excited.
Now, you know, last night we saw Troyzan really just going off the handle. I mean, did you have any conversation with Troyzan about how he was acting and how it was being perceived by the women, and ultimately, you know, ended up being something where, you know, you ended up being the person they voted off when they couldn't vote out Troyzan?
Yeah, I mean, he was just painting an even more ginormous target on his back, so I was just, I mean, that's kind of like what I did throughout the whole Survivor, was just kind of stay under the radar.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it got me to where I did, so, but definitely I should have started stepping up my game, and that's where it was definitely hard. It was hard.
But, did you have a close relationship with any of the women in the game?
Definitely Sabrina.
Okay.
I know whenever I would be just really, really missing my family, her and I would go off and actually have like just a little pray session and just reflect a little, and just really bring things, kind of just take a step out of the game, I guess. And that definitely felt good.
Yeah. And what about,
but I know Jonas and I really got along great too.
Yeah. And what about with Kim? Did you know how much Kim was pulling all the strings for the women, or did you think it was maybe Chelsea or Sabrina?
I definitely had a big sense that it was either Chelsea or Kim.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were definitely looking like bigger and bigger threats.
Yeah. Were you able to remain close with Christina or Alicia from your time when you guys were at Monono after the merge at all?
Yeah. I mean, Christina and I, we definitely have quite a bit of stuff in common, and we had some real good conversations together, and she's just a really, really downright nice person, and that's a really helped me relate more with her and stay close.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of nice people, I'm talking to one on the phone right now. It's Leif Manson. Now, Leif, how do we keep up with you after the show? Is there you have a Twitter or a website where we can go in and see what you're doing?
Yeah, you can always follow me on my Facebook, on my Survivor, and then also the Little Survivor. And then my Twitter is LeifManson1, which is connected to that.
Yeah. So, and what kind of stuff do you do in your day job?
Well, right now I'm currently not working right now, but, when I was a phlebotomist, that was definitely a really, really tough job having to really talk people down from trying not to, from having them almost passing out on you.
Whoa.
people are definitely afraid of that needle. And so it definitely takes a lot to talk a person into poking you with a needle.
Well, after almost 30 days with Tarzan, I think you're ready for anything now, Leif.
definitely. I'm looking more towards the future, maybe even writing a book or something.
Whoa. All right, well, Leif, keep us posted on whatever you're doing, and we loved watching you this season.
Well, I just want to thank you guys and thank everyone for all the support. Really, really means so much to me.
Thank all right, Leif, all the best to you.
All right, Rob, you take care.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Leif Manson. What a nice guy. I mean, I can't really think of somebody else that just was so nice on Survivor, especially when we're talking about men on Survivor. You know, you have your Dawn Meehans and your women who just come out of the game and just are really, you know, super nice people. But it's rare to find, you know, the man that comes out of the game and is just, you know, really nice, doesn't really have anything bad to say about anybody. And Leif is just a great guy. And I hope nothing for the best for Leif going forward. As for us going forward, we are about T-minus 7 or 8 hours until I record Tyson Cast. Probably about 12 hours or so until it gets posted. So a lot to do here on a Survivor Thursday here on Rob Has a Podcast and Rob Has a Website. If you're just, you know, looking to kill time, doing some online shopping, don't forget with the Amazon.com, and now they've made it even easier. If, let's say you want to skip a step, all you have to do is type in robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Go directly to Amazon.com. Do not pass go. Do not have to go to Rob Has a Website. Just robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. You get redirected to Amazon. The code is all set up. Go shop. Go whatever. Get whatever you want. I don't need to know. Whatever, you know, that's whatever you want to get. And then you go ahead and you don't pay any more money. You get all of the savings and all the selection of Amazon. And we get a little commission for sending you that way. So appreciate all of that. Lots of fun in store today. Let me know what you think about the Leif podcast. And we'll be back with Tyson later today. Take care, everybody. Bye.